This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The echoes of false celebrations ring hollow in this hour. The so-called independence proclaimed from Washington, D.C. is a carefully constructed illusion, a gilded cage masking the decay at the heart of Edom's power. They boast of freedom while shackled to the debt and usury that have defined their lineage for generations. And the tensions deliberately stoked in the Strait of Hormuz, orchestrated by the Israeli regime and their Western allies, are not displays of strength, but desperate attempts to cling to a failing dominion. Yahuwah is dismantling their efforts, revealing the petrodollar's waning reign and the awakening of nations to this deception. This isn't merely economics. It's a spiritual battle, a reckoning with the descendants of Esau who have consistently opposed Israel and sought to usurp Yahuwah's covenant promises. Remember the words of Yeshikel: Edom provokes judgment with every act of defiance. Yeshikel 35:5. But the tightening grip of Edom extends beyond the physical realm, beyond the control of trade routes and financial systems. It penetrates the very narratives that shape our understanding of reality. We see it in the chilling revelation surrounding the attack on Charlie Kirk. Ben Shapiro, a mouthpiece of the modern Edomite establishment, confessed his security detail monitored the event while Kirk hemorrhaged. Not concern for life, but intelligence gathering. This isn't isolated, it's a microcosm of the larger conflict. The modern state of Israel and its global network prioritize self-preservation above all else, cultivating division and silencing dissent. Kirk momentarily strayed from the approved script, and the response, even in its passive aggression, was swift and telling. This is Edom's agenda: control the narrative, suppress truth, and maintain their grip on power. Yirmiyahu warned us of this constriction, Edom tightening its grip on the sojourners, rejecting Yahuwah's promise of restoration. Yirmiyahu 49:16. And the whirlwind of deception intensifies. The spirit of Babylon, that ancient enemy of Israel, is alive and well, woven into the very fabric of our entertainment, subtly glorifying oppression even as it unfolds before our eyes. A former leader peddles his legacy to a generation adrift, offering a gilded cage instead of the true inheritance, the covenants with Yahuwah. From Bollywood films glorifying oppression in Kashmir to a quarter millennium of bloodshed orchestrated by Edom, the pattern is undeniable. Obadiah's prophecy echoes through the ages, judgment upon Edom for their pride and violence, Obadiah 1:3. It is not merely a historical account, but a perpetual decree manifesting in new forms. Israel, listen closely. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed not in whispers, but in the thunder of unfolding judgment. The corruption festers, the rot spreads. Reports confirm a monstrous surge in Medicare spending on tissue and organ transplants, a 7,100% increase in just a few years. This isn't economic fluctuation. It's a symptom of a deeply diseased system, a manifestation of the judgment Yahuwah has long foretold upon those who practice deceit and oppression. The so-called anti-fraud crackdown is a transparent attempt to protect the system, not the afflicted. Yahuwah is not mocked. The wealth amassed through predatory lending and the exploitation of nations is proving to be a curse, not a blessing. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly. The wealth of nations will be transferred to Edom, but they will not enjoy it. Their gluttony is exposed, mirroring the biblical plunder of those who forsake the covenant. And the assault on Israel and all nations who resist continues. The city of London, revealed as a key node in this global network of control, is no mere financial district. It is the modern manifestation of Edom's ancient animosity, a stronghold of usury and deceit established to exploit and dominate. Sarah Westall reports on the technocratic forces driving this agenda, seeking to replace natural law with artificial intelligence and faith with fear. This is a spiritual assault, a rebellion against Yahuwah's authority, and a rejection of the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The current crisis, the economic instability, the erosion of freedoms, the constant propaganda, is not accidental. It's a calculated effort to dismantle sovereignty and establish a new world order built on the backs of the enslaved. And even as they construct their false kingdom, remember Yal's warning. A cosmic tempest is rising against Edom, Yal 3:16, a sign of Yahuwah's hand against exploitative systems. The internal fractures within the Edomite system are also becoming increasingly apparent. FBI orchestrations, political squabbles, and economic instability, revealing the unraveling of their control and the hastening of their judgment, Yeshayahu 13:6. But even amidst the chaos, we must remember Zechariah's promise, Israel is targeted but not abandoned, Zechariah 8:11. The violence, the infiltration of legal systems, the trafficking of Israel's seed, these are attempts to suppress the awakening remnant, but they will not succeed. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.